Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. The rebels of Ireland in 1916 had a pretty good plan. They were going to use the ongoing conflict between Britain and Germany to win an important military prize, smuggled arms from the Germans. But the munitions that were supposed to be delivered by Germany for the uprising were intercepted by the British just prior to the 29th, the date of their planned rebellion. And worse, British spies had infiltrated the Irish Brotherhood and had told the British their plans for the rebellion. Even realizing their dire straits, a core group from the Irish Brotherhood decided to proceed with the rebellion. McDonagh, McBride, Connolly, and Pierce were the leaders among them. By Thursday, the British had over 12,000 soldiers in Dublin. A cordon had been established to isolate the rebel positions. On Friday, British unleashed an artillery bombardment on Dublin. Key government offices that the Irish Brotherhood held had to be evacuated. Much of O'Connell Street was burning, and the area was a death trap to anyone that ventured out because of the machine gun fire. At noon on Saturday to the 29th, April 1916, the leaders of the rebellion decided that to avoid the further deaths of the civilians, they must surrender. At 3:30 p.m., the Irish Republican Brotherhood leader, Patrick Pearse, handed General Lowell his sword and wrote the surrender order. Days later, the British began the executions. Sir John Maxwell, the British commander-in-chief, ordered 16 of the Irish to be court-martialed and shot. Patrick Pearse, the leader, was the first to be singled out for execution. He was not allowed to see his mother or brother before he was executed on May 3, 1916. His execution, in addition to the devastation that the British visited on Dublin through an aerial bombardment, proved key in turning Irish opinion permanently against British rule. As Yeats wrote so long ago in his poem, Easter 1916, I write it out in verse, McDonagh and McBride, and Connolly and Pierce, now and in time to be, wherever green is worn, are changed, changed utterly, a terrible beauty is born. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.